Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. These days, it seems like everyone appropriates heroes and legends for their own political ends. Republicans have finally figured out it's bad press to diss the second most admired person of the 20th century, and have consequently decided to honor Martin Luther King. Maybe they've forgotten Dr. King's words in 1965. Quote, "Of all the forms of inequality, injustice in healthcare is the most shocking and inhumane." Unquote. And he would not have spent much time parsing the efforts of the religious right either. Quote, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death." Unquote. In 1967, Martin Luther King gave his last presidential address to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. For those who have tried to convert Dr. King into a harmless symbol while ignoring his message, this is a most uncomfortable speech. Quote, "There are 40 million poor people here. And one day we must ask the question, why are there 40 million poor people in America? And when you begin to ask that question, you are raising questions about the economic system, about a broader distribution of wealth. When you ask that question, you begin to question the capitalistic economy. And I'm simply saying that more and more, we've got to begin to ask questions about the whole society. We must come to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. It means that questions must be raised. You see, my friends, when you deal with this, you begin to ask the question, who owns the oil? You begin to ask the question, who owns the iron ore? You begin to ask the question, why is it that people have to pay water bills in a world that is two-thirds water? These are questions that must be asked." Unquote. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.